Hi there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. I'm talking today about energy, specifically what Chinese philosophy calls the yin and the yang energies. So lately I've been spending a lot of time and energy preparing to launch this podcast and then actually launching it. I have put all my time and focus there. I've been very achievement-oriented, focusing on accomplishing the task, and this is a yang energy. In contrast, the yin energy has been sorely lacking in my life as of late. The yin energy is restorative and soft and healing. I've set a goal to focus more on the yin energy and achieving a balance again. I'm looking forward to some cooking, some gardening, more rest, more naps, and just relaxing, letting go of that need to achieve and that need to accomplish and finish a task. I'll set aside my to-do lists, or at least make them much smaller, so I can find that balance again. And the challenge I want to leave you is to think about your balance of yin and yang energy. Are you constantly trying to succeed and achieve and accomplish and do at the expense of relaxation, restoration, and rest? If so, try to put them back into balance. We need both. Also, if you've been achieving or striving to accomplish something for a while, there will come a point, perhaps, when you'll feel a little bit less successful, a little less excited, perhaps a little burnt out. This is your cue from your body and from your mind or spirit that it's time to get things back into balance. Take time to relax. You don't need to throw in the whole towel or anything. You can just go into a holding pattern and try to do the things that rejuvenate you again. Read a good book, spend time outside in the garden, go on walks, take naps, and you'll find your motivation will come back again. It's all about the balance. So concentrate on balancing your yin and yang energies and make it a great week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.